Hey there, welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. We are diving in today into the art and science of building a business that truly aligns with your dream life. Today, we're diving into something that I know hits home for so many of you. I have had so many conversations on this topic in just the last couple of weeks. We're peeling back the layers on sustainable growth strategies. Yes, it's all about growing your business in a way that's not just profitable, but it's also personally fulfilling, and let's face it, it's sustainable in the long run. Picture this for a minute, if you will. It's a beautiful morning. You've got your favorite cup of coffee or tea or soda or whatever you might drink in hand, and you're looking over a garden of your business. Yes. I said garden, because like any lush, thriving garden, your business needs care. It needs strategy, and it needs the right environment to grow. And here's the twist. We're not just aiming for a wild burst of color that fades quickly. We're cultivating an evergreen garden, one that flourishes season after season. Now, if you're like so many of the incredible business owners and entrepreneurs that I've had the joy of working with, you've probably felt the highs of the quick growth and the lows when things didn't pan out as expected. It can sometimes feel like riding a roller coaster, right? Those thrilling yet leaving you a bit dizzy and disoriented. That's why today we're focusing on sustainability and longevity. It's about growing your business in a way that's not only effective, it's also sustainable and true to who you are and the life you're looking to build. I remember I was talking to a client. We're going to use the name Sarah. It's the going name in the last couple of podcasts. She is a passionate coach. She has so many incredible ideas and really is looking to grow and scale her business. But her business growth for her often felt like a roller coaster. One month she was on top of the world, and the next she was struggling to find her footing. And the reality is Sarah's story isn't uncommon. It's a narrative that I've helped countless women business owners through over the years. And that's exactly where I come in. In today's episode, I want to dive headfirst into the world of sustainable growth strategies. We're not just talking theories here. We're going to be diving into actionable, real-world tactics that you can start applying right now in your business. So whether you're refining your marketing message or leveraging the ladies' tools or simply finding a better, balanced, harmonious business, I've got you covered. Today is all about finding the kind of growth that doesn't just leave you gasping for air. Instead, it has you cruising towards your dream life with a smile on your face. So without further ado, let's jump in and uncover those secrets. The first topic I want to dive into today is all about the why behind sustainable growth. Let's be honest, sustainable growth is a game changer for all of us striving to make an impact with our business. The importance of sustainable growth is that we are able to create something that lasts a lifetime. So, a question. When I say the word sustainable, what comes to your mind? Maybe it's eco-friendly practices or a long-term environmental care. But in the world of business, it's so much more than that. First of all, sustainable growth is like the foundation of your dream life business. It's the bedrock that we get to build your empire on. And without it, well, you might find yourself sinking in quicksand or just getting a little sick of those highs and lows of that roller coaster ride you've been going. Never sure when the next dip or the sharp turn is coming. And that's really not what we signed up for when we started our business, right? And I have to say that sustainable business growth isn't just about avoiding those roller coasters or that quicksand. It's also about preserving your most precious asset, you. This growth is one that is aligned with the core of who you are, your values, your mission, the lifestyle that you want to lead. It's not just about scaling up. It's about growing smartly. Sustainable growth allows you to build a business that not only thrives, it also enriches your life. It's about achieving more with less. Imagine a business that grows at a pace that you can actually manage. One that doesn't demand that you sacrifice your health and your family time and your peace of mind. A business that evolves and adapts and thrives even in the ever-changing world that we live in. That, my friends, is the beauty of creating a business based around sustainable growth. It's a strategic approach that respects your energy, your time, and your sanity. I have to say, I have seen a lot of talented entrepreneurs just like you who started chasing that high-speed growth only to find themselves overwhelmed and under pressure. Hell, I was one of them. And when we shifted our focus to sustainability, everything changes for us. We get to find balance and stability. Most importantly, a sense of fulfillment in the work we do. As we move forward in this episode, I want you to think about the growth of your business, the journey that you're on. Are you building a business that's set for a marathon or a quick sprint? Remember, sustainably growing your business isn't a luxury. It's a necessity for long-term success. It's about planting seeds today that will grow into a flourishing garden tomorrow, providing you with a harvest year after year. Our next topic is all about the core of scaling your business, because I want to make sure that you walk away with this episode, from this episode, with strategies and tips that you can actually execute. So, when it comes to growing your business, it's not just about bigger numbers. It's about smarter growth. One of the things that I see business owners so often miss is focusing on your core offer. So often in this crazy quest to scale, it's really easy to get distracted by shiny new ideas. The real key to scaling is doubling down on what is already working. Identify your most profitable product, service, or solution and focus on making it the best it can be and expanding from there. It's like finding your secret weapon, that thing that you do time after time that gets results every time. So conduct a really thorough analysis of your current offerings. Which products and services are in the most demand? Which ones have the highest profit margin? And no, they don't always align. Focus your energy and your time on the things that you love most about your business, while also using that data to refine your offerings. Another piece that can help you to really sustainably scale your business is automating and delegating. As you grow, your time becomes even more valuable. Automation and delegation are not just options, they are necessities. Automating things like your lead generation helps you to create sustainable growth, where you're able to really strategically move your sales in an upward trajectory. Identify the things that you can automate and the pieces of your business that you hate to do that you can delegate. There are a million tools and softwares out there that can help you to automate your marketing processes and also your lead generation. Sometimes even things like more engagement with your audience can be done in a way that's automated, but still feels like there's a human touch behind it. And speaking of human touch, if there's a task that requires a human touch, but doesn't necessarily need to be done by you, delegate these. Find team members or freelancers that you're able to connect with and that will help you to really grow your business. As we're talking about processes and systems in your business, let's dive deeper into that. Think of your business like a well-oiled machine. Systems and processes really do ensure everything runs smoothly and efficiently, especially as you scale. So when you're diving into your core product, service, or solution, think of the process or the system that you can put into place in order to help get better results. Or maybe there are SOPs that you need for onboarding your clients and handling them, or other areas that you can use to streamline your operations to make it easier to onboard people. Maybe it's creating something that is automated to onboard your clients until they get to the point of working with you. I have to say, we have done that really effectively in our business. When our clients come on board, there is an automated process that they hit A, B, C, and D, and then we meet one-on-one. That process helps me to not have to chase people down because it's already set up. It's set up in a way that allows me to scale in the future. One last area of focus when it comes to strategies to scale your business. Think about customer retention. The cost of acquiring a new customer is so much higher than keeping an existing one. So when it comes to customer retention, look at your, again, offerings. What is it that you can offer next that will continue to help your clients? Maybe it's a next step in your value ladder, or maybe it's a different system that can help refer your clients to somebody else. Happy customers are the most vocal advocates for your business. So make sure that your experience, that the experience they have with you is one that they want to tell their friends about. Not all coaching businesses are created equal. It's crucial to find a product service solution that you can scale with it, and that in doing that, it aligns with your goals and your values and, yes, your dream life. This will help you to decide on the business model that aligns with your dreams and serves your clients at the same time. You see, it's not just about choosing a model, business model, because it seems profitable or trendy. It's about finding one that resonates with you, with your life, and most importantly, with your clients. So as you're looking at this, I want you to ask yourself some questions. What does your dream life look like? What does your dream business look like? Take a moment to visualize. Are you traveling the world, spending more quality time with your loved ones, or maybe taking some well-deserved me time? Your business model should be a bridge to that dream life, not a barrier. When it comes to the coaching and consulting world, there are really three key operational scales. There's the low scale model, mid scale model, and high scale model. Each of these has its own advantages and challenges, but the choice you make should reflect the lifestyle and the business that you desire, the one that's comfortable for you and also the one that's going to help you connect with and assist your clients in the way that you want. So our low scale model is that one-to-one coaching. I am sure if you are in the coaching or consulting world, this is where you start. It's very personal and can sometimes be intense depending on what it is you're doing. And it's incredibly client-centric. However, it also demands the most of your time. And your time is finite. So once your calendar fills up, there's a ceiling that you hit. And scaling past this point can be challenging. If your dream life involves a high level of personal interaction with your clients, one-on-one coaching might be your calling. It's about creating that deep connection. And if you thrive on building a strong individual relationship, this is where you want to go. Just because it is a lower scalable model doesn't mean that it's not a valid model. And it doesn't mean that you can't hit high income in that model. It's how you set it up and the price point that you hit. Because sometimes scaling doesn't necessarily mean going bigger. Sometimes it means going narrower and charging more for the value. Our next business model is about kind of leveling up to that next level. It's going from the first step of going from the one-to-one to one-to-many. It's the group coaching and the mastermind models. This is where you can serve multiple clients at once. It's more scalable than the one-to-one coaching, but it comes with its own set of considerations. Managing a group, ensuring everyone feels valued, and having a repeatable process is key in this model. It's a step closer to scalability without losing your personal touch. Group coaching helps you to find that balance between personal touch and efficiency. It allows you to serve multiple clients simultaneously, and it's a great choice if your dream life includes a mix of impact and freedom. Remember, you will need an audience to fill this group. So if you like the idea of group coaching, you're able to have more of them and touch more people. Let's just do some very simple numbers in the group coaching model. If you think about it, if you have 10 people in your group, you can do 3 to 5 groups and help 30 to 50 people. That really does broaden the range of your ability to touch more people's lives and make more money. And on the other side of that, like I said earlier, you need an audience. You sell a group too. So if we go again with those easy numbers, if you have a 10-person group that you want to fill and you have about 1% of your audience buys, that means you need about 1,000 people to sell to in order to get those 10 people in. That for some people can seem daunting, and for others, it seems like the easiest thing they've ever done. Something to keep in mind when it comes to group coaching. And the last model is the high scale. It's really, if you're looking for high scale impact and growth, the one-to-many model is how you really do grow a coaching, consulting, course creation group or business at scale. This means branching into courses and memberships or workshops and live events or special presentations. You're charging per person, which means your potential client base multiplies. It also means that you're generally charging a lower cost, which makes it an easier sell. But you're looking at volume rather than individual one-on-one. It is a less client-centric approach. It leans a little more towards DIY, but but it also demands less of your personal time. More clients, less time. That is the beauty of it. Now, if you're dreaming of reaching a massive audience and having the freedom to explore all of your other passions, this could be your ticket to growth. The last piece is one that I honestly love the most, and that's really the hybrid approach. It's taking one or two of those models, or even all three of them, and creating either a value ladder for your clients or a hybrid of maybe courses with group coaching or courses with one-on-one coaching. It's a way to have the best of all worlds and continue to grow at scale. When it comes to really creating a sustainable business model, you are looking at your dream life and your dream business. And beyond that, you also want to consider what your values are and your mission and your vision of your business, and also your clients' needs. Do you value that personal connection of one-on-one coaching or group coaching, or are you more drawn to the efficiency of reaching as many people as possible? Understanding your values helps you to align your business model with your core beliefs, which helps it be much easier to sell for you. Remember, it's not just about what suits you, though. It's about what resonates with your ideal clients. What are they looking for? What will best serve them on their journey? Your business model should reflect your commitment to your ideal client. So as you take the time to look at your sustainability of your business, don't rush the decision. Take time to find your sweet spot, that perfect intersection of your dream life, your values, and your clients' needs. It's there that you're going to find a business model that will help carry you towards success and fulfillment without overwhelm. Okay, my friends, as we wind down today's episode, I want to circle back to something that is incredibly close to my heart. And it's really why I dove into this episode to begin with. It's all about building a business that's not just successful, but it's also deeply fulfilling. If you've been on this journey with me, you know that this past year has been transformative for me and my business. I pivoted from running a digital marketing agency for over a decade to something that truly resonated with my core values and the life I wanted to live. I realized something in running my agency. The fundamental truth is, in this digital marketing world, going solo is often like sailing the ocean without a compass. And for businesses that are making less than $250,000 a year, a full-fledged agency might just not be feasible for them. What struck me most was the need for a middle ground. A partnership model where business owners like you are not left to DIY your marketing. And you're also not lost in the world of agency models. That's why I embraced this new role, a role where I can be that partner for businesses ready to scale. It's about guiding you on what to do first. And next, helping you make strategic decisions that align with your business goals and personal values. Together, we can navigate the complex landscape that is digital marketing so that we can ensure you're on the right path to success. So if you're at that point where you're ready to scale, but you need some help, a roadmap, a guide, someone to brainstorm with, I'm here for you. It's time to move beyond the Lone Ranger approach and embrace a strategy that's collaborative, effective, profitable, and fulfilling. So if you're ready to transform your business, to step into a model of growth that's sustainable and aligns with your dreams, I invite you to reach out. head over to yourmarketingmatchmaker.com and let's schedule a strategy call. Together, we can plan out a strategy and a marketing plan that resonates with your vision and propels you towards the success always wanted. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to Apple iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.